Bernard Labadie is performing an all-Mozart program with the Baltimore Symphony this weekend. He stopped by the studio, and we had a chance to chat about many things Mozartian. You're working with a modern orchestra. They're playing modern instruments. What sort of challenges does that pose for you?
Well, performance practice is, first of all, it's a state of mind. It's a way to approach music. It doesn't necessarily rely on original instruments.
Hardware.
Exactly. One has to remember that in the word instrument, there's the Latin radical manus, which means the hand. And in the same way, the hand is the extension of the body, the instrument is the extension of the musician's soul and heart. It's just a tool. It's just a channel. It's not the thing that we're serving. It's just we're using it to achieve our goals. So I think it's perfectly possible to perform 18th century music in very good style with modern instruments. It requires more work. I would say it doesn't come as naturally as it would. And of course, with an orchestra that is more used to Mahler and Bruckner than this repertoire, it's quite a shift of language. But it's my first time with the Baltimore Symphony, and I have to say they have been, I'm just coming out of the first day of rehearsal, and they've been very, very open-minded and flexible. Obviously, it's different for them, so there's a little period of adjustment, but I think it's going really well, and it's coming to them rather easily.
The cornerstone of this program is Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. I see things in this symphony that are a completely new way of looking at sonata form or at harmony, counterpoints. I mean, this is an interesting future that Mozart is creating for us.
Nobody really realized what it was all about when it was composed. I mean, officially, we have no record of a performance. It seems highly unlikely that Mozart would have written it without a very specific performance opportunity in mind, but we don't have any record of such a performance. The fame of that symphony came later. It came in the early 19th century. The nickname Jupiter comes from an editor. It doesn't come from Mozart himself, but it certainly describes well the majesty, not only of the music itself, but also the full power of a composer at the height of its imagination and creative skills. You are absolutely right about the fact that this piece brings things to a level that had not been seen or heard before. The use of the sonata form, which is, of course, absolutely typical, had been used by Mozart and his contemporaries for years and years, but his approach to it, especially in the second movement, for instance, is highly unusual. And the way he uses it in the fourth movement, with a narrative of counterpoint superimposed on the sonata form. Mm-hmm. Very often people say, oh, it's the symphony with the fugue at the end, and it's not a fugue. There are elements of counterpoint, important elements of counterpoint in the last movement, but it is a sonata form, definitely. The combination of these two worlds is absolutely fascinating because it had never been attempted at such a high level. And it ends in an amazing moment of fireworks when, at the very end of the last movement, we hear that all of the material that we've used as part of the sonata form before was intended to be performed together.
Five themes.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. And
that's something that you absolutely cannot foresee during the course of the movement. It's something that just explodes at the end. And then it's one of the greatest moments of Western music, as far as I'm concerned.
I want to thank you very much for coming to town. Welcome, and we'll look forward to a weekend of Mozart with you.
Thank you.
Bernard Labadie is performing with the Baltimore Symphony Friday and Sunday at the Meyerhof in Baltimore and Saturday at the Music Center at Strathmore in Bethesda. If you'd like more information, you can call 410-783-8000 or you can find them on the web at bsomusic.org.